Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Hugh Wisencroft. And there is only one place to start, of course, and that's with England, who lost to Hungary in the Nations League live on TalkSport. Here's all the fallout to the result with the former England striker Dean Ashton, the England manager Gareth Southgate, and some of the players involved.
And it is Hungary's first win over England for 66 years.
The game, I think a draw would have been fair, really, on the balance of play and the chances created.
When you play at this level, when you play in these competitions against high calibre opposition, these things can happen. It's how you react to them situations.
If you turn up somewhere like this and do not start with the right tempo, the right attitude, and then don't change things when it was clear in that first half that it wasn't working, that's the biggest worry.
This has been the most inauspicious start to a Nations League campaign.
Well, I think you've been kind, Jim Proudfoot. That really was absolute rubbish.
We have to accept we didn't score, and therefore we didn't do enough to win.
That was like turning the clock back and watching some of the dross that we had previous to Gareth Southgate.
We'll learn from tonight. The good thing about this tournament is there's four games in total, so there's another game Tuesday.
It's important we look at ourselves, we look at where we've gone wrong, and make sure we try and improve, because individually as a team, I don't think tonight was good enough against a good team, but a team we've known quite a lot about over the last year or so, having played them a couple of times.
It is a horrible start for competitive football in 2022. The longest unbeaten streak in England history ends ignominiously in Budapest.
We've not got friendlies leading into the World Cup, so we're going to have to put players into games like this to find out more about them.
Southgate doesn't help himself sometimes. He's accused Dean Ashton of being negative, and then at one down he brings on Calvin Phillips. I mean, how can he possibly defend a decision like that?
I didn't see one change at all until the goal of any England player taking it upon themselves to think, this just doesn't feel right.
John tweeted, flat, subpar, poor, effortless, naff. That's a great word, naff. Awful is another one. We'll never win anything under Southgate. Too negative.
Now, the thing that would bother me most of all was how lacklustre we were.
This group is a group of winners, and we want to win every single game. So, you know, it's disappointing. No one wants to lose a game. No one's happy with losing the game.
Especially when you lose, you look at more and more what goes on in the game. So it's important we look at it and, like I said, get ready for Tuesday.
When I look at the application and the mindset of the players when they're going into the game, and that wasn't good enough right from the start. Right from the start, I thought that's not right for who you're up against and how much it means to them. You can't sugarcoat that performance. It was dreadful.
And the only positive really for England is that it has to get better. This was a very poor night. Hungary 1, England 0.
I'd like to think it's Southgate cleverly managing expectations ahead of the World Cup, but it was just a shockingly bad performance.
There's way more questions, isn't there, than answers when we're thinking about the World Cup squad as well.
We didn't achieve the final objective, and that hurts. But I have to accept when I'm going to do the other sorts of experiments that you might not get the result that you want, and I've got to be strong enough and bold enough to live with that.
We can look at ourselves all we want, but then we've also got to have in the back of our head what we've got coming Tuesday, because we know how important that game is for us now and important for the country. So we'll look at that, we'll prepare, we'll recover, and we'll make sure we're right for it now.
And here's all the reaction on TalkSport with Game Day Your Verdict with the former England striker Gabby Agbonlahor.
It looked like a group of players that didn't really want to be there, didn't really want to be playing a game in Hungary. There was no fight, there was no determination from the players. They really looked like they just wanted, in that famous saying, who put the ball away.
Putting the results aside, the performance just wasn't at the level that it should be for players of this quality. We can't just say it's tiredness.
Why are you experimenting with five at the back against Hungary? No offence to Hungary.
They've won the game today.
Home. Absolutely. They're playing at home. They beat us fair and square, but we should be playing 4-3-3, getting attacking players on the pitch.
That was just lacklustre from start to finish. There was no sense of direction.
It looked like a friendly, you know. I had to look a few times in the top left-hand corner to see UEFA Nations League. Gareth Southgate, this is a wake-up call to him and to the England players that you can't be off in any game in international football because you'll get beaten like they did today.
Listen, you need to find the way that you want to play. I mean, you can experiment, but there needs to be some sort of parameters here.
If Gareth Southgate doesn't get extremely close to winning this World Cup, he has to go because the public will lose faith in him, because this group of players that England have got are unbelievable. The best group of players that England have had for a long time.
I don't think we are amongst the favourites for the World Cup. I think we've got as good a squad, but in terms of the team, in terms of the 11 that we see when they cross the white line, there are some big nations with better sides than us. And until we can improve our football, we won't be able to beat them when the crunch time comes.
I think they'll be in the change room afterwards and saying to each other, that was embarrassing. We've lost to Hungary. England, us, England have lost to Hungary. We should all be embarrassed. The number nine today for Hungary, we made him look like Zlatan.
I think it was poor. I think it was absolutely awful. All this nonsense about, is this a wake-up call? This isn't a wake-up call, lads. This has been ongoing since he's come in.
Surely they're desperately disappointed that they haven't staked their claim even more than they did today. In fact, Trent Alexander-Arnold, too. He didn't play that well. This is your opportunity.
Imagine Pep Guardiola with these players. Imagine.
I don't think we can afford Pep, to be perfectly
honest. No, but imagine. Yeah, imagine him with these group of players.
Southgate is the wrong person to appoint for this. He's a yes man. This all comes down to the English FA.
You take a chef, right? You get a full English breakfast, yeah? It's okay having the ingredients, but if you haven't got a head chef to put them together, Hungary had that today. They had the perfect ingredients for a goulash. They put it all together with a top head chef.
If we play like this against Germany and Italy, we'll get beat. We will get beat. You know, they're better than Hungary by a mile.
Now, let's bring you more fallout to Paul Pogba's departure from Manchester United. The midfielder will leave the club once his contract expires next month. The former West Ham striker Carlton Cole, the former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino, and the Crystal Palace legend Darren Ambrose have all come to the defence of the World Cup winner.
Pogba, who dances his way to the edge of the six-yard box,
shoots and brilliantly curls the ball behind the diving, sprawling Areola. A wonderful hit. It was so good they can't contain their joy.
In all of the 6 years of his underwhelming performances and people telling me he doesn't run enough and he doesn't track back, he was still starting in Manchester United's best 11.
Hughes, spot on, without a doubt. I mean, look, you should never be buying a player to think I'll make money on him.
Everyone you speak to that knows Paul Pogba personally, no one has said, I know a few people that know him personally, no one has said he's a bad egg, ever. He's portrayed a bad egg by, obviously, the media, the supporters. People seem to think he's a bad egg. And everyone who knows him personally knows he's not.
Paul Pogba, when I look at him, I think he's not a player that's going to drive your team. He puts the icing on the cake of a good team. That's what he is.
You know, when you look at the timeline of Manchester United since Paul Pogba's been there, their failure, if you like, isn't all down to him. Of course it's not, but he's been a target. He's been the scapegoat for a lot of people.
No, he's not the first player, Paul Pogba, to mention about how the club has been run and the sort of attitude within the hierarchy at Man United.
It's collected by Pogba. Pogba's cross into the box. He's hit by Fred. It's five. It's five on the opening day for Manchester United, and Fred gets the goal. Created by Pogba once again, the fourth time he's come up with an assist.
They never bought a better player than him to come and play at Manchester United in central midfield in 6 years. So if he is such a failure and he is so underwhelming,
Why hasn't the club replaced him?
The failure of United, and it's not just down to one player. You can't have a scapegoat with Pogba.
The work rate is an issue, in my opinion, I think, but he's a talented footballer, Paul Pogba. He really is, and he's not the issue with Manchester United.
I've never met any player that's ever said anything different of what a talent he is. And we all know he's a fantastic player.
To rest all your hopes on one guy like that, and you've got to look at somebody else in that team that's got come for big money as well. Someone like Harry Maguire. Was the expectations as high as Paul Pogba's? I don't think it was.
Moving on to cricket now, when it was another eventful day at Lord's in the first test between England and New Zealand. Here's TalkSport's John Norman with all the details.
England started the day needing quick wickets, and they got them. A team hat-trick left New Zealand reeling, and they didn't recover. Bowled out for 281, England's target 277. But they lost Leeds before the lunch break, and when Crawley, Pope and Bairstow went early in the afternoon, were heading to defeat. However, possibly the pivotal moment came when Stokes was bowled from a no ball on one. He then counter-attacked and put on 90 with Root in quick time. Stokes lost his wicket on 54, but Folkes and Root took England to stumps without further loss to set up a fascinating final day. The equation is simple. England needs 61 runs to win the first test match. New Zealand need 5 wickets.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today by looking at the World Cup playoff final between Wales and Ukraine in Cardiff. Shortly, we'll hear from the former Wales strikers Rob Earnshaw and John Hartson. But here's the Wales manager, Rob Page. He believes his players can deliver on a huge occasion for his country.
Of course, all eyes now focus on the big game coming up on Sunday, as Wales will look to reach their first World Cup since 1958.
It's massive for the country, of course it is. Of course it is. The excitement, the buzz around the place. We've given ourselves an unbelievable opportunity.
It'll be a vociferous crowd in Cardiff. Wales have waited over 60 years to get to the World Cup. We feel as if it's in our hands, it's happening.
It's no different to any build-up we had for any other game, and that's exactly how we're trying to treat it. You know, we're not creating any more pressure. It's just another game for us.
I actually fancy Wales against Ukraine because I think we have, especially attacking-wise, I think we have the players.
Wales will be ready. You know, Wales are too experienced, too good, play to a higher level.
All I can control is my camp. And I know that, you know, it is business as usual.
I fancy us. I really do fancy us. I think we're better than Scotland. We're better, I feel, than the Ukraine. We're a different animal now. I'm beaten in 13 games, Wales. And we have those superstars. We have those match winners.
Bale! There it is! That's number three! At long last, Gareth Bale gets a goal on the night.
Now, this is business. And that's it. It's not spoken about in camp. This is an opportunity for Wales, for us, to qualify for a World Cup, and full focus is on that.
A terrific goal that ends Scotland's World Cup dreams, and it means that the Ukrainians can celebrate, and they head to Wales on Sunday
and the playoff final.
This is a game of football on the pitch, and it's about 11v11, and it's a competition based on a sport and not so much the politics. And, you know, of course, we've got to put that the politics aside.
Ukraine pose a threat. They're there because, for a reason, you know, they're a good outfit.
I knew they were a good side. I knew they had good attacking players, especially very strong.
To go and outplay Scotland on their own patch, you know, at Hampden in front of a 50,000, you know, vociferous crowd at Hampden Park, they will be feeling really, really good about themselves.
I think we'll be ready for that one.
We've got a job to do, and we're fully focused on it. And like I said, full focus from the players and all the staff has been on this game.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. There's going to be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you can to get it. But until then, thank you for listening.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.